So unfortunately, in Eastern Europe and Central Asia, there's a kind of legacy of placing children in institutional care. This stems from a genuine belief that institutions were the best places for children, particularly children with disabilities or children from very vulnerable families. Parents were given the impression that they weren't capable of caring for these children on their own. And the reality is there's also a shortage of community-based services to help those parents manage on their own and keep children at home. So the forces tend to push parents to place their children in institutions thinking this is what's best for them.
And do you have any information about the follow-up that parents might have with their children, or do they take their children to these places and then leave them there, or do they get to follow up and provide that essential parental bond that children obviously need, particularly between birth and 3 years?
Yeah, absolutely. That's an excellent question. Unfortunately, the record is mixed. In some cases, the institutions proactively try to nurture that continuing bond with the parents, but often that's not possible. In many countries, these big institutions are located in particular parts of the country, so the parents don't even necessarily live close by. And many parents are living in poor circumstances and may not have the means to travel to visit their children. So what we see in many instances is those bonds between the parents and the child are broken, because over time, the contact just doesn't happen.
And the children who you see emerging from these institutions, does what you are seeing back up research indicating that there is a lack of brain development? One researcher I remember reading described some of these children as, instead of being a 100-watt light bulb, as being a 40-watt light bulb. Would you concur?
Yeah, I mean, it's very difficult for these children, especially those who were placed in institutions at a very young age, as you say, the 0 to 3 age group, and who have grown up in this environment where there's a lack of stimulation, a lack of nurturing and care and loving interaction that they would have had in a family environment. Another challenge is they're often not going to school, so they're missing out on those opportunities for learning that would connect them with other children. They're really kept in often very isolated circumstances. So yes, this has a huge impact on their development, their brain development, their social interaction skills, all aspects of their personality and well-being.
There is some good news, isn't there? There is a glimmer of hope in countries such as Georgia, Bulgaria, and Moldova, where you say you've seen a significant decline in residential care.
Yes, that's right. In many countries, in fact, across this Eastern Europe and Central Asia region, significant work is going on to, first of all, prevent families from being separated to begin with, so to build up that network of community services so parents don't feel they have to resort to institutions, but also to take children out of these institutional settings and find other alternatives for them, be it reunification with their families or foster care or other options that put them in a more family-like environment. And we have seen significant declines, as you say, in a number of countries.